you can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The House is pressing swiftly towards impeaching President Trump for the deadly Capitol attack. Pennsylvania Congresswoman Mae Gay Scanlon introduced a non-binding resolution.
Calling on Vice President Michael R. Pence to convene and mobilize the principal officers of the executive departments of the cabinet to activate Section 4 of the 25th Amendment to declare President Donald J. Trump incapable of executing the duties of his office and to immediately exercise powers as acting president.
Democratic lawmakers say Trump is a danger to democracy after the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol. Impeachment proceedings are set for Wednesday. Pence has shown no inclination to invoke the Constitution's 25th Amendment. Trump is to face a single impeachment charge, incitement of insurrection. A leading Republican senator is calling on President Trump to publicly urge his supporters to remain peaceful as the nation prepares for the inauguration of a new president. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Rob Portman of Ohio has offered one of the sharpest admonitions by a Republican to President Trump, suggesting a link between his rhetoric and the violent actions of some of his supporters. Portman said in a statement the president will, in his words, bear responsibility if he fails to speak out and the nation sees more violence and destruction at the hands of Trump supporters. Portman also called deeply disturbing FBI warnings about possible unrest planned by some Trump supporters to coincide with Joe Biden's inauguration. Bob Agnew reporting.
Meanwhile, the military's top leaders have issued a written reminder to all service members that the deadly insurrection at the Capitol last week was an anti-democratic criminal act, and that the right to free speech gives no one the right to commit violence. A memo signed by all members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff also reminded military members that Joe Biden was duly elected as the next president and will be sworn into office on January 20th. On Wall Street, the Dow by 60 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Tim Dallas. Sheldon Adelson, the founder, chairman, and CEO of the Las Vegas Sands Corporation, has passed away. His family says the 87-year-old died at his Malibu home last night. He had been on medical leave since last week to resume his fight against non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which he's battled since 2019. Forbes recently ranked Adelson as the 38th richest American, estimating his worth to be some $35 billion. While Siegfried Fischbacher, the surviving member of the legendary Illusion team Siegfried and Roy, is fighting pancreatic cancer, his review journal's Johnny Katz reports the 81-year-old Siegfried is seriously ill and he's being cared for in his home in Las Vegas by two hospice nurses after having a malignant tumor removed from his back in December. We wish him well. Raiders running back Josh Jacobs will not be charged with driving under the influence in connection of a one-car accident inside the airport connector tunnel. The Clark County DA's office says a blood test shows Jacobs' blood alcohol content was below the legal limit. The 22-year-old was involved in that single-car crash on January 4th. The former first-round pick had over 1,000 yards this season and was elected to the Pro Bowl.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Look for reduced speed in a couple of areas, 15 south of Bonanza, north 15 at the 215 interchange. Some moderate flows there on U.S. 95 eastbound at Rancho, 515 west at Desert Inn as you approach the Spaghetti Bowl. And do look for some heavy volumes there on the 215 at Tenaya and 95 North at Ann Road.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes. He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Good to have you with us. Hour number two of Live and Local. I got to tell you, last Wednesday, as I was watching the violence in our nation's capital, I thought more than once about my friend Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. I was worried about her safety, and this is our first chance to get a chance to visit since her returning from our nation's capital. Megan, first of all, how are you, and did you feel like your life was in danger at all last Wednesday?
No, I'm doing fine. I've been watching in quite horror what has happened in the narrative as far as the names, the mainstream media, and many Republicans and Democrats alike are completely painting the whole entire protest as a violent protest. When we were admonished about calling out the riots in Minneapolis and Kenosha, Wisconsin, et cetera, all over this summer, where we were saying BLM is a Marxist revolutionary organization because they are admittedly so. And in turn, they were burning down cities and leaving $2 billion of destruction behind and in their wake, and over 30 people had died. But we were told those weren't riots. What I witnessed on January 6th was nothing but peaceful. And when you And I think there was about 500,000 people actually in front of the memorial and at the Ellipsis. You know, most of us, 99% of us, were there to listen to the president speak and the other speakers, and we did not start going to the Capitol until about 1:15, 1:20, somewhere maybe between 1:15 and 1:30 in the afternoon. Well, according to reports and Capitol Police reports, the rioters started hours earlier than that. When we finally got to the Capitol, which was about close to 2:30, because of the crowds, it took us nearly an hour to walk, an hour and a half. It was about 45 minutes. We went to the backside of the Capitol, where our stage and our sound system was, because we were supposed to be speaking. We had a permit through the Capitol Police in order to hold a small event there, or the remainder of the event from the Ellipse. And when we got around to the back, we noticed that there was a stage, but we also noticed that some barricades were down. And what I immediately noticed, Kevin, was the lack of police. Now, I have to say that I have some experience calling on the Capitol. I called on the Capitol for years. I called on senators. I called on legislative aides. I called on congressmen. I had meetings in the basement of the Capitol, which required me extra clearance or security clearance. And every time over 10 years that I was visiting the Capitol, I had to go through security. I couldn't just walk in with a backpack. I couldn't just walk in with a purse or a briefcase. I certainly couldn't walk in with a rudimentary weapon like a walking stick or a flagpole or anything else like that that we've witnessed. So not only was there a lack of security there, as far as police, there was zero security at all, especially when the Capitol Police were letting people in. There are plenty of videos, including on my Reagan Bay page and in my newsletter, that shows the Capitol Police letting people in to the Capitol without any sort of security line, without any sort of X-ray system, without even being pat down. And you see these people walking in with backpacks and walking sticks and flagpoles and, you know, helmets, bulletproof vests. And there wasn't, as far as I can tell, an ounce of security provided to, let alone the congressmen and the senators, but the vice president himself was inside that Capitol. So I have a lot more questions about the quote-unquote Capitol riot. But I also have to remind everybody that, you know, if the left wants to have us play by their game, for the last 4 to 6 months was, don't denounce BLM as a violent organization. Just a few people started the riots, right? Or the peaceful protests. They were never called riots, as we were witnessing cities burned down and dozens of people killed or maimed. But the press and the Democrats have done a good, and some Republicans have done a really good job gaslighting the whole entire MAGA movement, and now they're getting their wish because they will label every single person that supported Trump as a domestic terrorist. They've already published the names of the females in his cabinet and that worked for Trump, and they're basically on blacklists, just like good communists do. They create enemies lists. They create blacklists. And they make sure that patriotic Americans suffer under their force.
Megan, let me ask you. I watched many of the speeches. Did you speak at the rally, by the way, at the Ellipse?
No. The Ellipse was held by Amy Kramer's group, I think Women for America First or something to that effect. And so you had a lot of speakers that included the Kramers. There was probably, the speaker started at 9 a.m., and then it ended with Trump's finishing speaking at about 1:15.
Okay. As I was watching that, what occurred to me, and especially once the rally had moved down, or part of it had moved down to the Capitol, was that the crowd didn't look like a mega crowd, and as you mentioned, with armor, with helmets, it just did not look like a mega crowd. Did you see any of that in that rally?
Yeah, so when we got to the back of the Capitol, I immediately noticed a lot of strange-looking, quote-unquote, Trump supporters. We had been given warnings that the movement would be infiltrated. I had seen the black helmets and the masks, and they looked very Antifa-esque. I also saw, presumably a male, hold a chair, and I'm not sure where he got the chair, and he started trying to smash one of the back windows of the Capitol. And then what I saw were a handful of Trump supporters grab him from behind and pull him away and take his chair away in order to protect the Capitol. I also saw many Trump supporters when we were witnessing what looked like Antifa, you know, using hammers and stuff against windows. There were more people that I saw defending the Capitol. I saw more people defending the Capitol than the cops.
Wow.
Okay, the cops were letting people in, okay? Let's just make sure everybody knows that. There's plenty of video. Yeah, and that, to me, is just absolutely egregious because, like I said, I have been called on the Capitol for close to a dozen years, and never once during that time was I allowed to enter the Capitol without a complete security check from head to toe, patted down, x-rays, walk through, you know, the x-ray machine, send all of my purses or my briefcases or what have you with me through the x-ray machine. And I had that same type of security when we were walking to the Ellipse. I had to get checked and frisked and wanded before I entered an open park. And you're telling me that the Capitol was just open for anybody to walk in with anything in their hands or anything strapped to their back? It was a setup, Kevin. And as soon as I walked up, I thought something stunk.
Well, the U.S. attorney, the acting U.S. attorney, Michael Sherwin, had a news conference earlier today with the FBI and said they've got 170 cases open right now and that they will have hundreds more. Do you have any idea how many of them there were?
As far as the rioters or
yeah.
those that breached?
Yeah.
I don't even like to say breached the Capitol because from my perspective, they were let in. So that's really not a breach. It was more of an invite. I have absolutely no idea. I wasn't there long enough. I was probably there a little bit under an hour. We obviously didn't have our permit was accepted and it was sanctioned by the Capitol Police, but we never were able to take the stage or have any sort of rally there because of the chaos that had ensued before we got there. And the chaos was inside and it was really hard to even just get near the Capitol doors. So I was, you know, a good 100, 200 yards away.
What did you think of the president's speech? Some on the left are painting it as an enticement to incite a riot. What did you think?
I'd like the left to point out where in his speech he incited a riot. He asked us to happily march over to the Capitol and peacefully protest. And as the last time I checked, peaceful protests are part of an American, long American tradition. But of course, only Marxist revolutions are allowed in this country now, not patriotic revolutions.
That's absolutely amazing. I've got to ask you, the president is probably going to be impeached tomorrow in the House. They're voting on a rule in the House of Representatives to encourage Mike Pence to gather the cabinet and invoke the 25th Amendment and oust the president immediately. First of all, do you think any of that will happen other than obviously the impeachment because they've got the votes in the House?
No, they've been trying to impeach this president for 4 years when they weren't illegally spying on him. And leaking information from phone calls. They were trying to impeach him over a non-existent lie that they fabricated over the Russian influence operation, Russian collusion operation. That was their first lie. Then they tried to impeach him over a phone call. What we are up against is evil. The Democrats have shown their true colors. Their tech oligarchs have shown their true colors. They want absolutely no dissent whatsoever according in accordance to or against their communist, socialist, and Marxist ideology. And the Republicans had 4 years to fix the problems that were apparent, specifically with Twitter and Facebook and the censorship and the abridgment of our First, Second, and Fourth Amendments, and the list goes on. And all the Republicans did were have hearings, or they set up commissions, and they did performances, and they made empty threats. And so here we are. Many of us are losing our voices through censorship by big tech. Many of us are losing our livelihoods or the ability to lose money because of the witch hunt that has been created by the left and the corporate woke culture. Many of us aren't going to be able to fly. Many of us are losing bank accounts. I have friends that have lost Venmo and PayPal and their ability to raise money and exist. And that's exactly what the Democrats want. So all of these hallowed calls for unity are nothing but bull you-know-what. The Democrats don't want bipartisanship. The Democrats do not want unity. They want absolute utter control, as indicated by a PBS executive on James O'Keefe Project Veritas Sting Operations today. And he is not a lone wolf. This progressive, vile subhuman is not a lone wolf. He is like every progressive who is calling to have our children rounded up by Homeland Security and put in gulags and have the rest of us put in re-education camps.
I tell you, it's sad that America has come to this. Let me just ask you, from a political standpoint, there are some that saying that the GOP brand, certainly the Trump brand, has been tarnished. How do we regain the moral high ground in this country as Republicans?
Well, I think as I would take away the word Republican, and I would actually just say American. I'm quite tired of people looking at politics for morality. We don't find morality in politics. Politics is an ugly, vicious business, as we have been witness to for at least the last 4 years, and if not longer. And so those that are godless are trying to take the moral high ground, which is laughable. And I just see this as that we need to be Americans first. We need to kind of just rise above the noise and not worry about the swamp so much that's going on in D.C. because you're distracted by the swamp that has been festering and growing in your own backyard. And we need to fix our own backyard. We need to tend to our own backyard because that is where tyranny first is planted, is at the state and local level. And so I'm not looking for morality. I'm looking for those to do the right thing and to call out the untruths when you see them and to never stop talking. Because in the face of censorship, you need to talk louder.
Well put, Megan Barth. Megan, I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad you're home. Thank you so much. Always good. We'll talk again next week, I hope.
Very good. Thanks, Kevin.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joining us. And she's somebody that's been directly impacted, as she mentioned, by big tech. That's going to be another issue that we're going to have to tackle as a minority in this country. We are going to have to face that. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A special message to all my friends who own and operate small businesses. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you evaluated your insurance policy? Hey, the world has changed in the last year, but has your commercial insurance kept up? That's where my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are ready to help you and your small business. Blue Sky Insurance offers fresh solutions for general liability, workers' compensation, and something new, cyber insurance. Make a New Year's resolution to review the plan that will protect your business and your income in the year 2021 and beyond.
This small business insurance review from Blue Sky Insurance could actually save you money. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service is incredible. Just call or text Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check it out online at blueskylv.com. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Last night, the governor had a news conference and said they're going to soon be administering the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, to people 70 and up. Now we have the head of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, talking about their next phase of the vaccine, and it doesn't match up with the governor's. Here it is.
First, we're expanding the groups getting vaccinated because state restrictions on eligibility have obstructed speed and accessibility of administration. Second, we're telling states to expand the channels and access points for administering vaccines, and we're helping them to do so. Third, we are releasing the entire supply we have for order by states rather than holding second doses in physical reserve. Fourth, we are announcing a forthcoming change to how we allocate doses in order to encourage states to support rapid vaccination and to focus on the most vulnerable. So the first point about expanded eligibility. We're telling states today that they should open vaccinations to all of their most vulnerable people.